Famous Brands, the leading restaurant chain operator with brands under its name like Wimpy, Mug & Bean, Debonair's Pizzas and more, came out with interim results today. For the 6 months ended August 2019, the company has described its results as solid, adding that its brands did well, in some instances gaining market share. Headline earnings per share declined by 15% to 159 cents, while operating profit before non-operational items was down 4% at 405 million rand. Well, to break down the results for us, I'm joined on the line by Darren Healy. He's the CEO at Famous Brands. Thanks very much for joining us, Darren. So when we take a closer look at your numbers, we see that your restaurant brand businesses recorded revenue of 481.1 million rand, which was up 11% on the year prior. What do you attribute to this growth when it's no secret that the South African consumer is under pressure?
Yeah, no, but to be honest, I think the numbers are slightly distorted because we've had some investment in signature brand company stores, so the number gets inflated. But I mean, our system-wide restaurant sales are up 6%. So I think even still in the current climate, that's pretty good. I think we just attested to just being focused on trying to drive value for consumers and trying to get the offering right and making sure that we're offering value in tough times with the right messaging. But it hasn't been an easy 6 months to get those numbers.
So what consumer trends did you observe in the South African market? And presumably you had to temper any price increases given the sensitivity of the consumer.
Yeah, look, pricing has been tempered anyway because of the low food inflation, which is why we've taken some pain on the supply chain. So I think that's almost been a given, so less pressure on that side across the board. Online delivery and the digital migration is still a growing trend in the high-end consumers. People do seem to be going back to shopping centres a little more than they used to. I think in terms of we saw a trend dropping off, and I think also because there's been no new shopping centres come online. So I think feet are increasing again. But people just generally seeking convenience, whether that be food at work or just food in arm's reach, generally cooking out less, or cooking less, should I say, and eating out more.
Yes. So you touched on the supply chain division not having done so well. Your revenue was down about 1% there. What were the problems? Just tell us what your supply chain division is about and what the issues were.
So we have a manufacturing business with a number of manufacturing plants, as well as a logistics business, which supplies all of our franchisees countrywide around the whole of South Africa. And then the manufacturing business primarily supplies the franchise network, but not solely. It does supply other products. And really the pain has come on the logistics side, where it's been a perfect storm of some reinvestment into the business. So obviously you're taking some pain there. But we're also in a low food inflation environment. I mean, you're carrying the same product for less money, in effect, and your costs are rising. And we've also had some once-off reallocation of costs and some once-off issues in the business, so it's really made it look worse. But all those seem to have come together, unfortunately, at the same time, making it look worse. And we've had one manufacturing plant where we've reduced the revenue, and it's had an impact on the overall business. And that's our Lamberts Bay Foods business, where we had a reduction of a key customer.
Right. So what's your debt picture looking like these days, and are you confident it's manageable?
Yeah, no, we're in a much better place in terms of our debt. I mean, we never really... we're in a tight spot, but it was always uncomfortable when you'd made an acquisition and then the acquisition wasn't performing. So yeah, our debt levels are down to about 1.9 billion now, which is a lot more manageable and hence comfortable to reinstate the interim dividend.
You operate in some 16 countries in the rest of Africa and the Middle East. How did your various brands do in those markets? And I see while revenues were up, your profits were actually down.
Yeah, so I mean, the profit is always impacted by the exchange effect. So you've got lots of moving parts, different markets. Typically, the SADC countries did fairly well, and generally all markets, I mean, five of the 15 markets are actually showing double-digit growth. So generally a good performance, but the exchange rate conversion, which is always a challenge across different markets, has suppressed profit a bit. And also we are reinvesting in the business in terms of going on a strong drive, and that's taken some of the margin away.
Yeah. So in the UK, you've got the Wimpy and Gourmet Burger Kitchen brands. Of course, we heard that the GBK brand did cause you quite some strife in recent years. Are you winning with the Gourmet Burger Kitchen brand? You'd put in place a strategy to try and improve efficiency there. Are things coming around?
Yeah, I think we're winning in the context of the market. So if you'd owned GBK all this time and you look back, I mean, I think you'd say we're doing a good job. Obviously, clearly, we're not getting the returns out of it versus our investments. So I think that's where the strife, as you call it, has come from, and rightly so. But in terms of the actual business and competing on the street and relative to others, I think we are holding our heads up high. But of course, that doesn't necessarily help to pay on the group's income statement.
Yeah. But how has the whole drag of Brexit affected the consumer psyche over there?
Look, it's definitely affected. I think it's probably worse now than it was because it's dragged out so much. So I think people are getting Brexit fatigued. Generally, things have settled down on the labour market. So I think there is stability. But it's just generally not bringing confidence. You know, there's not a lot of investment into the high street, which is partly impacted by, you know, the online retail. But just generally, people don't have the kind of confidence to go and, you know, put new bricks and mortar into shops on the street because they're not quite sure what's going on. And we, you know, we feel the same. So I think it's dragging on in terms of that issue. And it's just really people holding back, you know, major investment.
Yeah. So just in terms of your outlook going forward for all your operations, and of course, especially here in South Africa, what's your feeling?
Yeah, look, we're cautiously optimistic. I mean, there's, you know, for us, December is a key period in South Africa with the summer holidays. And last year was really, really tough with shorter school holidays. And of course, Black Friday, you know, ever evolving. And that's one day that seems to suck a lot of money out the economy that has a backlash in December. So we're cautiously optimistic. I'm hoping for a better trading period than last year because of some of those factors. But we need to be mindful of what's happening in the SA economy. You know, the kind of retrenchments that have been spoken about, you know, will end up not translating into 13th checks and a few other things. So, yeah, cautious, but you know, optimistic versus last year.
Super. Thanks very much, Darren, for your time. That was Darren Healy. He's the CEO at Famous Brands.